here we go. Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution. A taped interview with Mary Adams on the subject of the early days of the J. Paul Getty Museum. The date is 24 April 1998, and the interview is being conducted at the subject's home in Albuquerque, New Mexico, where she has lived for how many years?
I think about 31.
About 31 years with her husband, Clinton Adams, who just happens to be another subject of an archives interview.
Well, actually, it was 35 years to take, I think.
The interviewer for the archives is Paul Carlstrom. This is tape one, side A. Well, thank you for agreeing to do this on short notice. But it seemed to me a good opportunity to talk about a particularly timely subject. So much attention is being given to the brand new Getty Center in Brentwood. And both of us, although you earlier were involved with the earlier manifestations of the Getty Museum, and that's what I would like to talk about today, basically just to get your memories of what happened and what it was like, because now it's so grand, but obviously it did not start out that way. And you're one of the people who has had personal experience with that. So I would like very much to hear what you remember about those times. What year was it?
1954. The summer of 1954, or the late spring, I guess, and summer of 54 when I was there. I'd been hired by Dr. Valentiner, who had been engaged by Mr. Getty to be the director and open the museum. Mr. Valentiner couldn't drive, so I picked him up in this dilapidated old Plymouth coupe every morning, and it had a terrible smell to it. It was a rattly old thing, and he hated it, but he had to depend on it, and I did too, to get out to the Getty.
That was his car?
That was my car.
Oh, that was your car?
Yes, that was my car, which I had been using anyway. I had been working at UCLA before then.
Well, what were you, Mary, what were you doing at UCLA?
Oh, at UCLA, well, it goes, I've been doing many things, including school teaching and all of that. But I was working for Bureau of Business and Economic Research. I was the assistant, the executive assistant and secretary and all of that. And because at that time, Clint was on the staff of the art department at UCLA. And in any event, that followed a period of time when I had been dancing briefly, and then I had been teaching school before that. In any event, I was delighted to have the job at the Getty. Mostly because I was so enchanted with Dr. Valentiner. And also it sounded like a very interesting thing. I had no idea, of course, that it would become this vast museum. And I remember the first day I drove out there. Of course, there was hardly anything, there were lots of things to do before we could open it. And Valentiner was in a great hurry to get it started, and Mr. Getty was in a great hurry to get it started too. Of course, he was in Europe at the time, because tax deductions were necessary to get it going. The galleries where the Louis XVI and Louis Quinze furniture and where the Beauvais